JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, law enforcement officers get hooked up with tablet computers. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. It's time to go Roundabout JA, right after this message.
Mr. Nepper, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call Nepper 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Government will be providing tablet computers for members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, as part of measures to boost crime-fighting efforts. The technology minister, through the Universal Service Fund, is aiming to enhance the JCF's operations by ensuring the force has a useful web presence. Portfolio Minister Philip Paulwell says Police Commissioner Dr. Carol Williams has requested the devices for law enforcement personnel to make information more readily accessible.
We are actually contemplating a request for the acquisition to start for 1,000 tablets, but to roll that out over time for the entire security force to enable them to have access to the latest information.
Minister Paulwell says providing police personnel with tablets will also improve communication within the force. The ultimate aim is to facilitate access to information throughout the government.
I believe that ICTs must be pervasive across the entire government for us to perform much more effectively.
But how will the tablets improve law enforcement in the field?
There should be no reason why it should take an officer more than a couple of seconds to know all the details of a car that is in front of him or her.
Technology Minister Philip Paulwell. Ensuring satisfactory water supply and sanitation services by strengthening the systems of storage, treatment, and distribution of water is an objective of Vision 2030. Vision 2030 is the island's first long-term national development plan geared at transforming Jamaica to developed country status by 2030. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. And here's our Reggae Month trivia question. Born William Alexander Anthony Clark in 1948, he was the lead singer of one of the most successful reggae bands out of Jamaica. He began his career in the 1960s and was a member of the Inner Circle Band. During a successful vacation spanning about half a century, he recorded hits like 96 Degrees and Tried Your Love during his time with the group. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Bunny Ruggs from Third World. Look out for more fun facts on your favorite local music icons for the month of February. On our community notice board, the Bethlehem Moravian College, in celebration of its 155th anniversary, will be hosting a commemorative service on Sunday, February 21, starting at 10:45 a.m. at the Bethlehem Moravian Church in St. Elizabeth. That's where we end today's program. Thanks so much for your company. Join us again next time when we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.